Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Cavaliers, your daily podcast on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
What's up, everyone? This is Chris Manning, your host of Locked On Cavaliers from Fear the Sword and the Step Back. It's a Sunday, and what I'm recording this later on a Sunday in the middle of a football day, but there's a couple Cavs news things I just wanted to go over. I'm not going to have time to address them on Monday show, because it's a big season preview show for Locked On Cavs. Have five members of the Fear the Sword staff coming on to answer a bunch of questions. It's a bigger podcast. It's not focused on any direct news right now, but we hadn't done an overall Cavs preview yet, and I wanted to get that in on Monday before Tuesday, because on Tuesday we're going to be joined by Jared Dubin of Locked On Knicks to preview the season opener, get the pulse of both teams, and that'll be pretty cool. But so I just wanted to go over these bits of news, because they're worth talking about, and to get just hop right into it. First, John Holland was cut. He's a guard, if you weren't aware of who John Holland is. And that moves the roster down to 16 players. John Holland was always going to be cut. If you go back and look at some of the tape and some of the interviews, Lou called him John Hollis at the beginning of camp. So he's not a guy I think they wanted to have run. He was there to fill a body. Maybe he'll end up on the charge. Maybe he would have made the team if he would have had some amazing performance, but that didn't happen. Missed three games of the back injury. Had that game against the Bulls with basically a B. The B-League Cavs team, or the B-Squad, and had 23 points in that game, but didn't really make a huge impression. What's notable here is what's going to come next. The Cavs have to get someone off the roster by tomorrow's 5 p.m. deadline, so about 24 hours from now. They have DeAndre Liggins, Dante Jones, Jordan McRae, and Mo Williams all on the roster. Now, if you're wondering about Mo Williams, he's not going to be back by anything I've read. If he was, I think he would have been back with the team by now. And if you remember, David Griffin at Media Day said that he had retired, and then, you know, there's all this stuff going on with him now, kind of getting a resolution there. He's literally been Instagramming himself back home in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa, at Alabama football stuff. He's not coming back. If you've read the reports recently, you know, they're maybe looking to make a deal with him, packaging with Jordan McRae to get someone, a backup point guard probably, but I'm not sure how enticing that offer would be to another team. Those aren't great assets. Mo Williams' $2.2 million contract isn't a huge cap, a huge money saver under this new cap, so it is what it is, kind of there. He's probably not going to be in the roster opening. It would be really weird if he was, but we'll have to see if there is some resolution directly by Monday. If I had to bet who was going to be on the team, who would get cut, I think Liggins is likely to get cut aside from Mo Williams, but if Mo Williams is gone, they could keep a full 15-man roster with all those guys if they really wanted to. I think Dante Jones has that role of a veteran guy they like having around. Liggins is young-ish. McRae, they've really put a lot of time into developing him. And all three guys could really make the team, I guess, but I would expect to maybe carry 14 players, and we'll have to see how that plays out. All of them are candidates to move. I mean, you could have someone brand new that we haven't even heard about yet on the roster come Tuesday night if David Griffin finds the right deal. There is some shoe to drop here. It just matters if it's a pat or if it's a big stomp from the Cavs' perspective. So that moves us on to Kyrie. Moves us on, rather, to Kyrie.